and welcome to another look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. This week, I'll show you how to browse the web in Linux using the Lynx web browser and SpeakUp. Before we do that, I'll show you how to create a Lynx configuration file to make the program more speech-friendly. When working with configuration files such as this one, you may find it helpful to have SpeakUp read all punctuation instead of some or no punctuation. So I'm going to change the SpeakUp punctuation level from some, which is the default, to all. To do this, I'm going to use LoadSpeak in a different way than I did last week. Instead of editing a configuration file and then loading it into SpeakUp with LoadSpeak, I'll input my settings directly into LoadSpeak after starting it from the command line. So I'm going to type LoadSpk and press Enter.
LoadSpk LoadSpeak 0.6.
And now I will type my command for LoadSpeak, which in this case is punk underline level space equals space 3.
PUNC line LEVEL space equals space 3.
Now I will press Control D to get out of LoadSpeak.
Dark circle and tilde dollars.
You can hear the difference. Now I'm going to open a new file called .linxrc in the VI editor.
VI space dot .lynxrc dot linxrc.
And I tap the control key on the keypad to silence the speech. Now I'm going to press the A key to get into VI's editing mode so I can start typing stuff into the file.
Start.
The first thing I'll type will tell Lynx to show the cursor next to the current link on the page instead of hiding it in the lower right corner as it usually does, since that default behavior isn't very helpful for speech users.
S-H-O-W line C-U-R-S-O-R equals O-N dot link.
And SpeakUp reread the status line when I pressed Enter, so I silenced the speech again. The next thing I'm going to type will tell Lynx to use the advanced user mode instead of the beginner mode. One definite advantage of the advanced mode is that when you're on a link, Lynx will display the URL of that link on the bottom line of the screen. And this is especially helpful when you're navigating websites with unlabeled or poorly labeled images, though we will certainly not have any problem with that in this demonstration.
U-S-E-R line M-O-T-E equals A-T-V-A-N-C-E-T dot link.
Finally, I'm going to type a configuration option that will tell Lynx to number all of the links on the page by putting the numbers in brackets just before the link. Some people think that this disrupts the flow of the text on the web page, but I like this behavior because I tend to read through web pages using SpeakUp's read screen command, which is the plus key on the keypad, and I want links to stand out so that I'll hear them and I'll know that they're links as I'm reading the page. And then I can go to the links that I'm interested in by typing in the link number instead of going one link at a time with the arrow keys. And I'll show you how that works later.
K-E-Y-P-A-D line M-O-T-E equals L-I-N-K-S line A-R-E line N-U-M-V-E-R-E-D.
Alright, that's the last line in this file. So I'm going to press Escape to get back into VI's command mode.
Dot link.
And again, SpeakUp started to reread the status line, so I made it quiet. Now, as usual, I'll write the file to the disk and then quit by typing colon WQ Enter.
Colon WQ. Writing dot links.
Now, for this demonstration, we'll use a site that will probably be familiar to you, acbradio.org. And I'm going to go to the on-demand pages for main menu and blindline so I can see what's available on those pages now. If you start Lynx with no command line parameters, then it will go to a pre-configured start page, which is either the Lynx home page or a welcome page for whatever distribution of Linux you're using. I know Red Hat has such a welcome page. I don't know about other distributions. Now you, after starting links in this way, you could type another command to go to another URL, but I think that's a wasted step, and I find it more convenient to provide the URL on the command line. So that's what I'm going to do. Now when you have links go to a web page, it will start displaying a lot of messages on the status line, and they typically go by pretty quickly, but SpeakUp speaks them all anyway, and I find it quite annoying to listen through all of them before I can hear the web page. So, usually, I tap the Enter key on the keypad after I hear links start speaking these messages, and I wait until I think it's probably done, or until I want to check the status again, and I press the 8 key on the keypad to read the current line. If links is still downloading the page, then the cursor will be on the status line, so you'll hear the current status when you press the 8 key. If the page is ready, then the cursor will be on the first link on the page, so that you'll hear the line containing that link when you press the 8 key. Or if the first screenful of that page doesn't have any links, which is pretty unusual for web pages, the cursor will be on the status line, and you'll hear a message like, press space for more, or something like that. So now that I've told you what I'm going to do, let's do it. Let's do it.
LYNX space http://www.acbradio.org/. Getting it.
All right, we heard it start to speak the first message. By the way, you can also use links to view local HTML files or text files on your hard drive in addition to just web pages. And it's worth noting that there is a lot of online documentation available under Linux, and some of this is in HTML, so you can use links to read through that. Now I'm going to check up on what's going on now, so I'll tap the 8 key on the keypad.
If you take a first time visitor, comma, left bracket 1, right bracket red, an introduction to ACK Radio.
Alright, there's the line containing the first link on the ACB Radio page. And by the way, the tick in there that you heard is SpeakUp's way of saying apostrophe. Now, to start reading the page, I'm going to press the plus key on the keypad, as I said, to read the screen.
Welcome to ACK Radio, comma, the voice of the world thickest line community, left there in P1 of 4, right there in ACK logo thick black line. Welcome to ACK Radio, if you take Rhea first time visitor, comma, left bracket 1, right bracket red, an introduction to ACK Radio and our broadcast services. You must have Winamp left there in our recommended player, right there in Oreal player 7 to hear our channels and on dash demand content. Left bracket 2, right bracket visit our download page to get a player. Left bracket 3, right bracket listen to ACK Radio mainstream for programming produced by the blind, comma, for the blind. Left bracket 4, right bracket listen to the ACK Radio Cafe for all blind musicians, comma, all the time, bang, dash or dash http://www.ack.org/acklib/about.html.
Now the last thing we heard there was the status line, and as you can hear, it currently contains the URL of the first link. By the way, the bang that we heard toward the end was SpeakUp's way of saying exclamation. Now, I didn't find what I wanted there, so I'm going to press the space bar to go to the next page, and then I'm going to press the plus key, again, on the keypad to read the screen.
Welcome to ACK Radio, comma, the voice of the world thickest blind community, left there in P2 of 4, right there in left bracket 5, right bracket
page
listen to the ACK Radio treasure dash drum for the best in classic drama and comedy. Left bracket 6, right bracket the ACK Radio tuner lets you switch easily between our channels. Left bracket 7, right bracket visit our on dash demand section to hear archives of your favorite ACK Radio mainstream shows.
There it is. Link number 7, I believe, to the on demand page. So, I'll, type in 7 and press enter to go to that page.
Follow link left there in Orgato link or page right there in number colon 7.
And as soon as I typed the number, the prompt changed. So, this link number is only one digit, so I'll just press enter now.
Getting http://p50p.
I attempted to silence the speech by pressing the enter key, but due to a bug in SpeakUp, or at least in the DoubleTalk LT driver, the DoubleTalk command to reset the pitch of the synthesizer didn't quite get through, and instead of running the command, the synthesizer spoke it. So that's what you've heard there, and you may have heard it a couple times before, so I thought I'd explain what's going on there. The page should be ready now, so I'll press the 8 key to see where we are.
Left bracket 1, right bracket blind line, comma, at radio ticket general blindness talk show.
All right, we're right on the blind line link. So I'm going to press the enter key on the main keyboard to go there, and then as usual, I'll press the enter key on the keypad to silence the speech.
Getting location 50p.
There's that 50p stuff again. All right, the page should be ready now, so I'll press the 8 key on the keypad.
Call us on our facilities generously provided by left bracket 1, right bracket spider phone on.
All right, there's the line with the spider phone link, which the DoubleTalk didn't pronounce correctly, but anyway, I'll press the plus key again to read the screen.
Back radio blind line left pair in V1 of 11 right pair in ACB logo thick black line blind line is the international talk show on blindness issues dot it can be heard live at 1 hours GMT on Thursdays comma 9 p.m. at Wednesdays dot blind gives blind people from around the world the chance to discuss important issues of the day comma and also to hang out and chat dot it tickets live comma it tickets interactive comma it tickets fun dot remember to turn on comma phone in comma and speak out dot call us on our facilities generously provided by left bracket 1 right bracket spitter phone on 1-212-812-2800 and enter the pin 10,834,173. If you'd like to listen to archives of previous interviews heard on Blindline, comma, make your selection below. Left bracket to right bracket 1 June 2000 George Gerstcher. George talks with us about the new /http://www.spitterphone.com.
Alright, so the on-demand archives for Blindline are... The last thing in there was from the 1st of June. So, we could press the space key and then the plus key to see what else is there. I think I'll do that.
At radio blind line left pair in V2 of 11 right pair in Daisy digital talking books comma an exciting innovation that has been embraced by most major libraries for the blind dot left bracket 3 right bracket 25 May 2000 open forum dot note that this show is a little shorter than normal due to a technical glitch dot left bracket 4 right bracket 18 May 2000 Patricia Lawrence dot we speak with the producer slash presenter of the award winning left bracket 5 right bracket travel radio show comma they are here on ACRadio dot left bracket 6 right bracket 11 May 2000 we speak.
Now I can show you why I like the numbered links. You noticed the link to travel radio in the middle of the description of the Patricia Lawrence interview. Now if the links weren't being numbered, then you wouldn't know there was a link to travel radio until you started going through the links one at a time. So it's nice to have the links numbered, in my opinion. Now, I've heard what I want to from this page, so to go back to the previous page, I'm going to press the left arrow key, and then as usual, I'll press enter to silence the speech.
Getting it.
Alright, now, links instantly retrieved the previous page from the cache, so it should be all ready to go. Now I'm going to press the plus key to read the screen, since we barely read any of the on-demand page the last time we were here.
ACK Radio Shows On Demand left there in V1 of 2 right there in ACK logo thick black line ACK Radio Shows On Demand. The following ACK Radio mainstream shows are available on demand comma, meaning that you can hear these programs whenever you want dot left bracket 1 right bracket blind line comma, ACK Radio Tickets General Blindness Talk Show left bracket 2 right bracket main menu comma, ACK Radio Tickets Technology Show left bracket 3 right bracket the 10.
There's main menu, my favorite show on ACB Radio. Now, to go to that link, I'll type 2 and press enter.
Follow link left there. Getting a...
And again, I press the enter key on the keypad to silence the speech. I'm guessing the page is ready now, so I'll press the 8 key on the keypad to see where we are.
Left bracket 1, right bracket 5, June 2000.
Alright, Now, I'll press the plus key to read the page so we can get that link in context.
Back Radio Tech has main menu, comma, the technology show left there in P1 of 13 right there in that logo thick black line. Back Radio Tech has main menu, comma, the technology show main menu brings you 2 hours each week of technology news, comma, interviews, comma, reviews and pins. Dot left bracket 1 right bracket 5 June 2000. Dot on main menu this week, comma, we look at voice portals. Dot we review 3 of these services allowing you to access a wide range of information via your standard telephone. Dot many of us done 60 think about backing up until it's sick as too late. Dot this week, comma, Steve Masher of Higgins, a series on backing up your precious data. DJC will continue his extensive look at the left bracket to right bracket Winamp software, comma, this week showing you the power contained in its preferences. Dot dash more dash http colon slash slash www.act.org slash actlib slash mm9.m3u. Back Radio Tech has main menu, comma, the technology show left there in P2 of 13 right there in Peter Meter has been working for some years on the concept of seeing with sound. Dot this week, comma, we show you how left bracket 3 right bracket the voice learning edition converts images from a camera or scanner into sound. Dot Scott takes a look at left bracket 4 right bracket CD wizard, comma, the best way to catalog your audio CD collection, comma, and it plays the discs too. Dot we look at another disability portal, comma, left bracket 5 right bracket halfdeathplanet.com. Dot Matt Campbell tells us about a new version of the SpeakUp screen reader for Linux, comma, and shows us how to customize SpeakUp. Dot left bracket 6 right bracket 29 May 2.
Now we had a lot of what I call inline links there. By that I mean links which are mixed in with the rest of the text. So again, you see the benefits of having numbered links. Well, that's all for now. I'll probably do another segment in the future which will focus on filling out forms in links. But for now, let's get out of links and back to the command prompt. And to do that, I'm going to press a capital Q.
Darkster colon tilde dollars.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about my weekly look at Linux, feel free to email me at matt@acbradio.org. That's matt@acbradio.org. Until next week, see you later.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
And that concludes this week's edition of Main Menu on ACB Radio Mainstream. Back again the same time next week, and don't forget you can check out all our past shows in the Main Menu archives. Till next week, on behalf of all the Main Menu team, bye for now.